Talk Live, and we're launching into the second hour of the program. You can, of course, bring up anything that you want. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and you can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. Had a disturbing story about Google and other search engines may be required now by this new court decision to remove links upon request from their search results. You can still comment on that. Also coming up, pot legalization is making things difficult on the drug cartels. The opposite from what a lot of the people who supported the war on drugs thought would happen. We will give you more information about that. And with you tonight, it's Ian here.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
We're jumping right into your phone calls first, though. Lot is in Indiana listening to WIMS in Michigan City. Hello, Lot.
Namaste, brothers.
Welcome.
What I wanted to ask is it possible that evolution, and people who believe in only in evolution, and people who are creationists could coexist and actually find that their belief systems are very, very similar to each other? But yet, I mean, I can see how they could be observed differently. But as me personally, being what I consider, I guess, if you had to put a label on it, the closest one would be maybe a co-creationist. Now, I believe in a higher power. I believe in the source of all creation, whatever name you would like to insert, you know. But I believe
Nancy.
That the way that I observe evolution is that it's the ability to learn. And I find that we currently are in a new state of evolution. Instead of it being more of like what our physical bodies are doing, it's what our conscious parts are doing. And we have an opportunity to learn from what it is that's going on and realize that if there are things like the hatred and the negativity forces, that you can choose to ultimately remove them from your existence and therefore remove it from your sense of reality, although it doesn't mean that it goes away. It's just that you are not allowing it to affect you from remaining positive.
Yes, I like that.
I completely agree with you. I think that the problem here is there's a payoff. There's a payoff for people who are in these arguments, for instance, the creationist and evolutionist arguments. On one side you have I'm basically where you're at. I think that there's a God, but I believe all the stuff that I find in science. So, you know, that's fine by me. Did he create the Big Bang? Okay, if there was a Big Bang, I'm not certain. That's still just a theory. But, like, for instance, the evolutionists get to feel superior. It feels good to be right and to make the other person wrong. And this is a tremendous motivating force for people these days, and probably has been for all humankind.
Well, they've always had the position that one side's right and one side's wrong, but both could be right.
And the other side of, I don't know. I mean, the thing is that you sort of, this is just, we should be saying things like, well, this is what we think or whatever. And I think that the other side, the creationist side, often, I believe that Christianity has a sort of a long cultural history of persecution. They feel the persecution. Here you have the dominant religious force in the dominant nation on the planet, and they can still sort of somehow feel persecuted. You know, they're not being thrown to the lions anymore, but they still have 1,700 years worth of persecution conversations. So there's a payoff there.
Oh,
we're the lowly ones.
The Jews do too. The Jewish culture does too. I mean, you can see throughout history that how they've been abused, and I understand that they're not the majority, and what I wanted to say was I've seen the down, like the numbers counting from Christianity, and I see more numbers increasing in Islam. Now, this is different, you know, it's changing, but they're also doing the same things. Like, they're feeling persecution, so they come up and they say, well, we're going to defend ourselves, just like in the Crusades, where the Catholics decided to stand up and, you know, you either believe in it or you die. But my question, instead of having who's right or wrong, can we just ask the question of, okay, well, if we can agree to disagree, that neither one of us are agreeing on the fact that, you know, who's right or who's wrong, can't we just embed ourselves and focus on that?
I'm for it, and oftentimes I do not participate in these debates when they go on Facebook and things like that when I see them. I just find them to be a waste of time. But if you attempt to have that conversation, it can be very difficult to break somebody out of their paradigm, be their paradigm, you know, showing that they're right and you're wrong, or their paradigm is that that they're persecuted, or whatever the paradigm might be. I tried to have a conversation with somebody that I consider to be like-minded on many, many issues about how I believe in a God that's different than the God of the Bible. And, like, they just didn't want to hear that. It was really frustrating, and, you know, every once in a while somebody else would chime in and call me a dum-dum, and whatever that was, and I was trying to have...
Is this an online thing?
Yep, this is on Facebook, and I was intending to have this conversation as genuinely and openly as possible, and, you know, frankly, it was a lot like a mudslinging contest.
I agree. I totally understand where you're coming from. I know that experience. But instead of my experiences being over online, I'm actually having face-to-face conversations with my father, my uncle, just the ones who had bringing these teachings on. And what I find funny is that they're sitting there and trying to, you know, defend themselves because they feel like they're being attacked. But if they really decided to just take the opportunity to listen, if all I got to do is just listen to what it is that's being said, listen and observe it for just a moment and then let it go. And what you'll find is that I'm not trying to break you. I'm only trying to strengthen your bond, strengthen your connection that you have. Because to strengthen somebody else's connection, if I can do that, then I feel benefited because I helped somebody else. And then the objective is you keep going and you keep just like a wildfire. And it's hard because there's a lot of people out there, yes, they feel that way because they don't want to hear it because they don't agree with it. But if anyone takes the opportunity to just listen to what's being said, let it go.
So are you saying that you want, just to clarify, you're saying you think that creationists and evolutionists should just call a truce and call it a day? Is that basically the point?
Yeah, focus on the benefits of humanity, raising the awareness towards people of the truth. And truth is not something that you can necessarily prove on paper. It is something that is felt. And it is
and that's
that
the problem. They both feel like they have the truth.
Yeah, but they're doing their job. They're arguing about what's important to them, and they can help the discussion for the people who are reading the arguments and the people who are interested in the truth. But people, any one person's knowledge is usually really narrowly defined by what their interests are. So most of the people arguing and thinking about this stuff are ignorant of the facts, and they don't line up on either side because of what the facts are, but because of what their prejudices were from the beginning.
That said, I do appreciate where you're coming from, Lot, and I definitely like the viewpoint, the perspective, the spiritual perspective that you have, and I thank you for the call tonight. And I wish people would just drop this stuff and, you know, listen to each other, but when you're arguing, you're by definition not listening, and so I wish more people would not argue and attempt to instead persuade and listen to the other people they're talking about. So I share your concerns, and thank you, Lot.
He has the added problem of talking about this with older family members of his same gender. So... I mean, you know, as a dad, to some extent, it's my job to teach my son how the world works. And if you're a, you know, Bible-believing Christian, it's a terrifying thing to have your progeny, the most valuable individual on the planet to you, going to go to hell or whatever the situation is. So he has a very difficult row to hoe here, trying to change the minds of adult, you know, of the parent that's actually the same sex as him too. It's just, you know, it's tough.
Let's continue. We've got Liberty Phoenix on the line in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live via Skype.
Hey guys, I just kind of wanted to add on to what Lot was talking about. He was mentioning that, I think it all comes down to belief. We need to not have beliefs. We need to have good ideas, because a belief is really hard to change.
Stand by. We're going to bring you back. You can expound on that here in moments, or with Liberty Phoenix, and your calls welcome here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The Pro XPN toll-free line here on Free Talk Live.
Angioprim can unclog blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is oral chelation. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. Just log on to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M, angioprim.com. Angioprim users say they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on to angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better, having fun, and doing more again. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221. Or log on for complete information. Angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Find out how Angioprim can work for you. Get the facts about Angioprim at angioprim.com.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Take control here, toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Skype into the show, username LRN. .fm with you tonight in here.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
And don't forget about blockchain's new merchant app. If you've got a physical location where you want to accept bitcoins from people, your customers, maybe new customers who are not yet your customers because you don't yet accept bitcoin, you've got to have the right tools. And a merchant app is what you need. There are only a few of them out there, and now Blockchain has entered the fray with their competitor, the Blockchain.com merchant app. You've heard of Blockchain.info a million times here on Free Talk Live. That's where you can go and get an easy-to-use personal wallet for Bitcoin. But if you're going to do business and accept Bitcoin payments, you've got to have a wallet that only accepts money. You know, if your employees are using it, you don't want your employee to have access to your bank account. So you only want the employee to be able to accept money for you. And that's what Blockchain.com's merchant app does. In fact, there are no terms of service or ID requirements to get started. You just go to Blockchain.com, you download the app for your preferred Android device, and zero fees, by the way, for Blockchain.com and their merchant app. Check it out at Blockchain.com. It's available now. As we go back to the phones and your calls and thoughts, Liberty Phoenix is with us in Illinois, and you're back on Free Talk Live now. Liberty, you were kind of being drowned out by the music there a moment ago. Can you recap what you were saying?
Yeah, well, I just wanted to continue on what Lot was saying, and I think he had mentioned that, you know, creationists and non-creationists have a lot more in common than they really think. And I think that really resonates a lot with me, because for me personally, I tend to gravitate more towards a New Age philosophy where, you know, you base your ideas on mathematics and trial and error. And I just wanted to say it resonates with me stronger than any other, like, belief system. And I had to say beliefs with air quotes, because it gives you the opportunity of accepting that everything is right. I mean, if a creationist is correct, that doesn't negate the fact that a Buddhist is also right. I mean, I think it's completely plausible for them all to be right at the same time, because in my view of the world, everything is possible and everything has happened. Because once you think of something, it becomes real in a fourth thought dimension, if you will. I mean, you had called into Off the Air Live, Ian, and you had mentioned panentheism. And
that's
I did a lot of research on that, and that really made a lot of sense to me, as opposed to pantheism, which...
Oh, can you define those for the listeners? Since you've done some research, you could explain what those things are.
As far as I know, panentheism says that the divine is everything. And then pantheism says that the divine is everything that's organic, like... Not necessarily my ashtray is not necessarily divine, and that would be pantheism. That, you know, God and is all of us, and we are all the same energy, is what panentheism would be. And pantheism says, no, that's just the actual organic creatures are part of all of the divine.
So that wasn't my understanding, but I'm certainly no expert on this. My understanding of the difference between pantheism and panentheism is that a pantheist believes that everything is God. Or the divine, or all that is, or whatever. And that would include, you know, the desk and the ashtray. All that you can see, essentially. And then the panentheist is someone who believes that, but also believes in the metaphysical, believes that, you know, there are maybe other dimensions, and that there is some sort of thing, you know, there's nothing, right? And there's this, whatever it is that all of this comes from, that other space, that non-space, that the metaphysical, that which is not physical, that is also the divine. So the panentheist, as I understand it, acknowledges the metaphysical, whereas the pantheist only acknowledges the physical. That's my understanding, but I could be, you know, wrong about that.
I think that's a little bit closer to what the articles were saying.
Pantheism is much more popular out there. Panentheism seems more, it doesn't seem as well known as pantheism. Like, for instance, pantheism has a pretty active page on Facebook that I enjoy following what they write. Because I still like, you know, pantheism. It's just that I do like the idea of the, you know, that which you can't see also being part of the divine.
I guess essentially what I'm trying to say is that I just wish that all these other mainstream religious organizations, Christianity, Islam, Judaism, Baha'i, I mean, if they would simply just accept that their truth is true for them and other people's truth is true for themselves. Because I think truth and objectivism is subjective. I mean, if a Christian dies, what's to say that he doesn't go to a heaven with white gates and St. Peter? And if an atheist dies, what's to say that he doesn't just stop
being.
Well, what's to say if don't Christians and Muslims believe that people go to that other people go to hell? I mean, if I believe Hitler went to hell, what's to say that he didn't go to hell? But what if Hitler didn't believe in a hell? So I don't know that this what is true for you is true thing really sort of resonates with me. I, you know, for me, it doesn't resonate. For me,
so
what
you believe
saying,
there's one truth, Mark, that there's an objective truth?
I don't think you can be right about this, and I can be right about this. You know,
that was George Carlin's philosophy. Also, he believed that what you thought happened was going to happen to you. So the old guy telling you don't waste your prayers on me, kid. I'm going to hell. He is.
I think it's the biggest of cop outs. Is what I think.
What the big? What do you mean the biggest?
I don't want to have this conversation, so I'm just going to say that everybody's right, and that's what it's.
I don't know. I'm kind of with Liberty Phoenix on this one.
Yeah, that can't be a cop out. I mean, it's simply accepting that other people's truth can be true for themselves because we all live our own subjective lives. We all have our own subjective realities that we can interpret for ourselves.
There's evidence, right, that, for instance, quantum physics, my basic understanding of what I've learned about it, and that's not much, is that, you know, we're all creating our own reality. So I totally believe that it could be possible that everybody's belief systems come true for them. That could very well be true. And, again, you can't really prove that there is anyone else, right? Like, you know that you're experiencing what you're experiencing. But you can't prove that everyone else isn't a computer program.
Did the computer programs, when they threw you in jail, did you know that they would put a bullet in your head if you tried hard enough not to to resist them?
I don't get your question.
I'm just saying. You're saying that you can't prove there's anybody else, but in fact, they operate a lot like people with free will.
Yeah, they sure do. It's a very convincing system.
Yeah.
Anyway, go ahead, Phoenix.
I don't understand why Mark would be so closed-minded like that.
Closed-minded? Something is true or it is not true. No, I'm not going
to
have a conversation with you that something... What's that?
Subjectively to each individual that experiences it.
How can something be true if you and I can't agree on what it is?
Because all of creation stems from thought, right? If I think that I'm going to have a studio in my basement long enough and hard enough, I'll make it true. It will become that. If I think
that studio is a rocket ship.
Well, then in your reality, that studio is a rocket
ship. But imagine if I'm in your studio talking like it's a rocket ship. Are you experiencing truth? Are you experiencing a man who's bat-ass crazy?
No, I'm experiencing my own truth, and you are experiencing a rocket ship.
Liberty Phoenix, thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Usually you have to do more than think to build a studio. You do have to actually do something.
Try using a different username on Skype and see if you get us next time. Make that your objective truth.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control here and bring up whatever's on your mind. Tell us what your truth is. Is there one objective truth? Is there one true answer? It's Free Talk Live.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. Got a lot of features on our website. We give them all away. Of course, our website is supported by other great organizations. Our site is freetalklive.com. One of my favorites, Shiny Badges.
Yes, Shiny Badges. You can go there and check out all the great sort of little pins that they have. They're beautiful. They're about an inch square, and they're the sort of gold ones with the pushback pin. And you can wear them anywhere, and I think they really attract attention. But if you haven't been there in a while, check out the Causes tab. Every item there includes a donation to a worthy Liberty project. So, for instance, the Anonymous pin includes a donation to the Electronic Frontier Foundation. The Shire Society pin includes a donation to Shire Sharing. The Thanks But No Tanks pin includes a donation to the Bearcat Defense Fund. So go to shinybadges.com, click on the Causes tab, and get yourself some quality Liberty products that not only start a conversation, and these pins do start conversations with your neighbors, but it supports the causes that you believe in. Plus, get a free gift if you purchase in Bitcoin, shinybadges.com.
All right, let's continue with your calls and thoughts. Justin is on the line. He's in West Virginia via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Go ahead, Justin. You're on the air.
Hey, guys. I wanted to talk a bit about the subject you were having earlier about creationism and evolution.
Sure.
Well, I was at a conference in Las Vegas a few months back, and they had this wonderful documentary on the brain theory. It's a subspect of string theory. And it had a lot to do with creationism of, the colliding of these, supermassive structures that created the Big Bang and every other different version of reality. But what they were saying was that they had everybody's thoughts and everybody's sort of beliefs would splinter off into alternate dimensions as part of string theory. And I actually got into a very valid argument with a lot of people here in West Virginia about that. I mean, these guys were, I was going to say, rather pissed off. I'm glad I was armed. But they were like, no, God is this, God is that. And I said, well, can you define it for me? And I went to 5 different churches around here, and they couldn't define what God was other than the thing that created everything.
Okay.
And, you know, when I have these conversations with people, it's like I would prefer to have a more quantifiable, you know, solution to life. I'm not one of the ones that just take everything on the chin for granted, you know, for granted. But what the gentleman was saying earlier about, you know, all religions being correct and all, you know, all faiths or whatever or belief systems, they can be. But what do you think about the alternate dimension theory? If as soon as you have an idea, it sparks an entirely new, you know, part of the membrane.
I think it's
far out.
I think it's interesting, but I think it's very difficult to know this. Like, it's completely unprovable, and then we all operate in the world as objectivists, that A is A.
Absolutely.
You know, we don't imagine that when we're stepping forward, you know, on the pavement, that suddenly the pavement's going to fall out beneath us because, you know, we thought about it. And as a matter of fact, I have thought about that, and the pavement didn't fall out beneath me, giving me credence to the idea that, in fact, reality is reality, and that our goofy ideas about it are just goofy ideas to explain our existence or whatever. And I think that's fine. I've got goofy ideas. I like them very much. But I don't think that it splinters off into different dimensions, but it would be completely impossible to prove otherwise.
Right, and that's the point. I mean, that's the argument that I always give to these, and, you know, no offense to anybody who does have a religion, but to these religious people who say, my way is this way, and you're going to go to hell if you believe otherwise. It's like, what happens if my hell is the Playboy Mansion? I mean, I'm cool with that. You know, do I get to go to that hell, or how about a Chinese hell that has 5,000 hells?
I've heard that, you know, many Satanists believe that, you know, Satan's going to rule hell down there and that life's going to be pretty good. I don't know.
Where do you find Satanists that actually believe in Satan? It seems like they're all a bunch of atheists.
Oh, I know, right? Yeah, I was actually at that that coronation party that they had for the statue.
Where was this?
There was a I can't remember exactly the exact location, but I think it was in Illinois. Don't quote me on that, but it was a little bit ago. But they had a new one recently. I think that was in Georgia or Mississippi, somewhere in the deep south. And they had a fight. You should I'll try to look it up for you, but they had a big argument about these guys that brought another Satanist statue at a town hall. They said, look, if you can have the Ten Commandments, I can have my statue of Satan. It's just as credible. And my God, those people blew up.
You were there for that?
Yes, sir, I was. and these cats were like, I mean, they were insane to me. I didn't go there for that reason.
Recall and the thoughts. He was saying he likes to stir things up, and he wanted to go and check out what all those people were doing over there. And so that's how he ended up. He's a biker, and that's how he ended up at that ceremony. There you go.
This idea that you can create universes with each thought you have, at first blush, seems far out, like Ian said, and maybe, you know, exciting and good. But people have dark thoughts too. I've got some, you know, resentment towards people, and I have revenge fantasies that thankfully are locked in my head and don't manifest themselves in this universe anyway. And I don't, it's I don't know, it's a little morbid to think that.
You wouldn't want to create those realities, right?
No, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
But the very thought of having those, the very action of having those thoughts creates another dimension, according to this sort of dimensional theory thing. I'm sorry, it's just too complicated for me.
The universe never promised to be simplistic.
Well, yeah,
for your benefit.
When this idea was brought up, I you know, my reaction is this is stupid. In another dimension, I said it's not stupid. Am I still controlling me over there? Are you, or do you make sense
know, man.
in that dimension.
I can't tell you.
I see. I have, you know, I mean, like, I'm only in this one, and you're only in this one, but we were both in the last one, too, Ian.
Yeah,
I mean,
maybe
are we
going to
be
us.
In the next one? Which business partner am I going to deal with tomorrow? Am I going to have, is Johnny Ray going to be the Liberty janitor next week when he comes on here? Or is he going to be somebody completely different? I don't know. I mean, it just doesn't, we all operate as though we are in an objective universe, and then we talk about the subjective universe. Shut up. It doesn't make any sense.
I don't know. I mean, it's interesting to explore these ideas. 855-453.
We're not exploring
them. Shut up to anybody. So, anyway, going on here.
I'm talking generally, even to my own mind. You're
telling yourself to shut up. Okay. Well, take your own advice. Let's go to Ty, listening in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hit him in the head with a hammer.
Hey, hold on for a second. I've got to turn you guys off.
No problem. We've got nothing but time here. Let's just get the whole music going.
Yeah, I've made a different decision, and we're off at a whole new dimension now, Ty.
Okay. Hey, sorry. I was listening to you guys online.
Yep, no problem.
And then Skype come on, and it was overwhelming. I just wanted to talk a little bit about this idea of truth, objectivity, subjectivity.
Please.
To start out, I wanted to say, there is a really good, what I think is the best definition of reality I've ever heard, was by a science fiction writer, Philip K. Dick. And he said, reality is that which, when you stop believing it, doesn't go away.
Yeah.
So there is an objective world. An objective world means it's something other than you. The subjective world is internal. It's yourself. And there are different levels of truth. When you say the word truth, in the scientific sense, truth is basically synonymous with fact, okay? But when you're talking in the human level, truth is fact loaded with meaning. And meaning is always subjective. Events that happen have different meanings to different people.
Right.
So objectivity and subjectivity go hand in hand.
Stand by, Ty. We can bring it back here for more on this conversation. Your calls are welcome here on the meaning of truth and life and existence. Fun stuff here. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That is the ProXPN toll-free line. You can also get on Skype as Ty is. Skype username lrn.fm to send a contact request before you call.
May I have your attention, please? If you are trying to lose weight, we need your help. We're AF Plus, and we have too much product and too few participants in our nationwide risk-free trial. If you need to lose 30 pounds or more and would like to participate, call now, 1-800-967-9495. AF Plus is an amazing, proven breakthrough in weight loss, a once-daily capsule that can help you lose weight in days. It's also one of the healthiest ways to lose weight, because each capsule contains natural ingredients, including green tea extract. You'll boost your metabolic heart rate, allowing you to shed pounds in days with just one capsule a day. Be among the first to call for your risk-free trial. Again, we have too many risk-free trials and too few participants. If you would like to lose 30 pounds or more by taking just one all-natural capsule a day, call now to participate in this nationwide risk-free trial. 1-800-967-9495. That number again is 1-800-967-9495.
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention? Then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
I'm a very bad man, and I'm outside your house. I see you've got an alarm. Outstanding. Cause houses with alarms always have the coolest stuff. Unless you've got a door devil reinforcing your door frame. I'll kick your fancy door just like any other door. And I'll be gone before the police even get the call. Don't worry, I'll try not to make a mess.
Door devils are available at participating Ace Hardware stores and locksmiths. Or visit DoorDevil.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, bring up whatever you want right here, toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That is the Pro XPN toll-free line. You may Skype into the show. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Just send a contact request. It will be approved, and after it is approved, you can easily call us on Skype, and you will sound great, as our last couple of calls have done. We're going to go back to your Skype calls, but actually there was a big announcement that we made last night, and I want to summarize it here. We did an after show. It was like an 8-minute after show on the Free Talk Live podcast. If you want to go and download that, just go to freetalklive.com. You can grab that there. But the announcement is we're bringing back the Bitcoin program, the Bitcoin
matching.
What do you want to call it? Like a Bitcoin refund or something like that. What we did at the end of the last year when we did our first push for the new AMP fundraiser with the matching dollars, we've been talking about quite a bit that we have these listeners, like five or six listeners that have stepped up to provide up to $950 a month in matching funds for Free Talk Live amplifiers, meaning that if you were to amp for $5 tonight at amp.freetalklive.com, then one of these matching individuals will be matching that money. So we would get 10 out of your $5. And so we did this bonus to this deal where if you go to amp.freetalklive.com, you become a Free Talk Live amplifier for, so let's say, $5 a month. We will then send you $5 worth of Bitcoin. And a lot of people use this as their excuse to finally get some Bitcoin because they just hadn't taken the time, the effort to go through the process of getting, say, a blockchain.info wallet and then going to cashintocoins.com and getting Bitcoins. So we made it easier. So you go to become an amplifier, which helps Free Talk Live because we get, again, your $5 a month. We get the matching $5 a month from the matchers. And then you, for the first month, get your $5 back in the form of $5 worth of Bitcoin. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So if you'd like to get some Bitcoin, and a lot of people are doing this for the first time through Free Talk Live, which I'm really happy to be a part of encouraging people to get a Bitcoin wallet, get it set up, and get some Bitcoin.
Me too.
And you can help us too. And, of course, the intention is that you'll stay on longer than a month so you don't just use us as an opportunity to get a 0% Bitcoin transaction. Because if you want to pay 0% on a Bitcoin transaction and get some Bitcoin, just go to cashintocoins.com. Less than $40 worth of Bitcoins, there's no fee. So you don't need to use Free Talk Live for that purpose. And then there won't be a credit card fee anyway. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks as an amplifier. You get access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only forum, the amp-only Facebook group. There's some perks involved, and you help us get Free Talk Live on more radio stations, bringing more internet listeners on board. We're doing Google AdWords advertising, which has been very successful thus far. We're up 28% in our podcast downloads in just the last 2 months, so it's making a difference, and you can help us get that matching funds by becoming an amplifier, and you get Bitcoin. So how do you get the Bitcoin? Become an amplifier, and then email me, ian@freetalklive.com. Email me with your Bitcoin wallet address, and I'll get you hooked up. And I do this on Saturdays, so if you do it before Saturday, you'll probably get your Bitcoins on Saturday. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. We go back to Skype, where Ty is on the line. Now, Ty, you were saying you're talking about the objective world versus the subjective world, and how, and if I misrepresent what you're saying, please correct me, but how the subjective world is you and your thoughts about what's going on outside of you, and that what's going on outside of you is the objective world. Is that what you had said?
Yes, that's correct.
Oh, you're a little bit off mic there, Ty. I can just barely hear you.
Can you hear me now?
No. I have to really crank you up. You are definitely way lower than you previously were, and I don't know why. Go ahead.
Okay, hold on just a second.
Better.
Okay. What I was saying is that there is an objective world, there is a subjective world. The subjective world is within us. It is of us. The objective world is what is other. That's exactly what it means. It's the same thing as, like, in grammar. You have a subject, an object, and a verb. The subject is the actor. The verb is the action. And the object is that which is acted upon. So it's the self, the action, and the object that's being acted upon. Now, when we talk about, I was talking earlier about there is such a thing as scientific truth, which is basically synonymous with fact. Now, there's another level of truth, and it's what I call a shared subjective truth. Like, if I want to communicate something that's within my subjective experience to you, it has to touch something that you've experienced. For instance, let's say I have a toothache. That's a subjective experience. It's real. I have real pain. But if you haven't had a similar experience, we can't agree on what that is. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it could be real to me and not real to you. However, if it's something that you've experienced yourself, the other person has experienced, then you can communicate the idea of a toothache. You both agree on the idea of a toothache. So any subjective truth, anything that's not objectively true, that's not fact, is true only by agreement between at least two minds. Does that make sense?
It makes sense.
That makes sense. I mean, certainly you've defined objective and subjective, but isn't it possible if, you know, for instance, we're all creating our own reality, that which you're defining as objective is actually subjective because it's all being created by you in the first place?
Well, you know,
I'm asking Ty that question.
Well, yeah, that goes back to a question of, you know, whether you believe some of the occult philosophies. And I think that there is some level of truth to some of the occult philosophies. I think the previous caller was talking about this idea that everything is mental. That is a very old occult idea of something they call the all, that everything that exists first existed as a thought. Mm-hmm. And we are the living expressions of the mind of the all, or God, if you will. So I think that a lot of people, especially in the New Age community, kind of stretch the idea of quantum physics to explain any of their pet ideas. And I think that they do that sometimes at the risk of losing touch with objective reality. You know, going back to what Philip K. Dick said, reality is that which, when you stop believing in it, doesn't go away.
Right.
You jump in front of a truck, you're getting run over.
Right. Even if subjectively in your mind you believe that you have somehow garnered the powers of Superman, in fact, if you jump in front of the truck, you will reach the objective reality will end your life very quickly, and you will be an objective spray of red, heading forward very, very quickly. It's not, it no longer, this stuff that you've come up with in your head will cease to be reality for you, and in fact, death will then be a reality.
Exactly.
What is death but another moving of your consciousness?
What is death but that guy in the road who thought he was Superman, who believed strongly in his mind that he was Superman? You know what I believe?
Yeah.
I believe he's dead and was dumb.
There's a lot of evidence. There are certain rules that must be followed in this particular game.
There is a scientific theory that's long held. It's almost an axiom, but there's conservation of energy. But there's no proof that there's conservation of consciousness.
That's true. It's all theory.
If and when you die, you probably just go away. Now, you may transform into some other thing. I don't know. But this is probably the only shot you have in life. So don't step in front of trucks to try to prove that you can create alternate realities.
Good advice, Ty. Thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you.
Listeners, if you get one thing out of tonight's show, that's it.
There you go. The takeaway. thoughts, guys, on subjective versus objective reality?
I don't know, man. I mean, I did this whole New Age religion thing a decade ago, and all this stuff is so old hat to me that it just people who are exploring it now, it's wonderful for them and everything, but let's not get carried away, people.
When I was younger, I used to fantasize that I was the only conscious thing and everybody else was robots that were put there to test me or observe me or something. And I haven't thought about that scenario in years, and that's the closest I've ever come to this this debate that I hear all the time on Free Talk Live about subjective versus objective.
So did you decide against the robot theory?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
I decided that I wasn't a player.
It wasn't all about you?
Yeah.
What a supremely vain philosophy that you are the only living creature in the universe.
I still act that way.
Me too. No doubt about it. But I mean, you look at the sky and you see the stars coming from, you know, millions of years ago, their light reaching you, and you pompous a-hole, believe that somehow you are the only conscious thing in this giant and vast universe.
Well, technically,
please,
since you are...
expound with your wisdom, you...
Technically, since everything is connected, you are everything, and so therefore it is true that you are the only consciousness, because you're only an individuation of the larger consciousness, which is all that is, or the divine, or the source.
Unprovable.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, just like it's completely unprovable that you're actually here. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 3 is next.
What if humans found a habitable planet, set up housekeeping, and then got left alone by Earth and its big government? Well, that happened in Freehold, Michael Z. Williamson's seminal work. Now available for the first time in a signed, limited hardback edition. Other books in this series are also available in paperback. I cannot recommend a modern fiction work more highly than Freehold. Earth might have left Freehold alone, but it doesn't stay that way. It's war. Get your copy right now at all major booksellers and shop.freetalklive.com. Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.